This podcast contains adult language. Okay, it's part two of our college football preview. Lenny, Seth, and I, we already talked about the top 25. We just ran through that and talked about some offseason topics that kind of interested us. In this part two, we'll be talking about conferences, pick our four teams to go to the playoffs, national champion, and Heisman winner. If you didn't hear part one, go check out part one. There's a lot of good talk on there. Thank you for listening. The team who's going to win the conference, breakout player, or coach, and coach you on the hot seat. Okay?
Good.
All right, so we can start off.
That's your home division, so I'll let you take it from there. What should people expect from the ACC? Who the winner, who the breakout player, coach, and who the coach on the hot seat?
And
team to watch.
ACC football, which I don't care about because I only care about the nose. Team to watch out for starting off. You already know what it is. Florida State Seminoles. Clemson, I think Clemson will be okay this year. Miami, I'm looking for big things from them with Duke Johnson, Philip Dorsett coming back. New freshman coming in, running back coming in, Yerby, to take a load off off Duke Johnson. North Carolina, I think, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for big things from them on that side with Miami. I just really don't care nothing about the ACC, man. I really don't.
It's y'all division.
It's us. It's us or nothing.
All right. So who the coach on the hot seat?
Coach on the hot seat, I think should be Al Golden.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Even with the players, like, man, you're like, you're in Miami. You're in South Florida. You're getting some of the best talent in the nation alone. You know what I'm saying? That's a hotbed. You know what I'm saying? So, in my eyes, I think Al Golden should be on the hot seat. Even if he's not, I think he should because he got too much talent, man.
All right, I agree with you. I think y'all are the team to beat. I think the running back you said is a player on the rise, the Yarby. I think David Cutcliffe is a coach on the rise. I think the coach on the hot seat is Paul Johnson.
I like Cutcliffe. I agree with you on Carl Cutcliffe.
I think coach on the hot seat is Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson, man. It's Georgia Tech. I don't even think they really care about winning games, like real games. I just think they just satisfied with just, you know, just getting the opportunity to play every Saturday. Like,
I think, and I'm going to have two breakout teams. I'm going to say to you, and I think Kafka, the quarterback, I think he's going to be a breakout player. And I think Duke going to go 9-4 or something like that, or 9-3. So I think Cutcliffe really doing good things over there. So That's all I got to say about ACC.
That's a tough school to keep players in and get players to Duke.
And he's doing it. So.
Yeah, he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? He's getting the athletes with the brains. You know what I'm saying? And he's putting it together. So, you know, salute to David Cutcliffe over there at Duke.
Yeah. Let's go on the slide to the Big 12. You want me to start off or you start off?
Yeah, start off.
Big 12, I got coach on the rise or player on the rise. I have Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech. I think he's an excellent coach. I think the players are buying into what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be, you know, a good coach.
Yeah.
I really like what he's doing out in Texas Tech. Coach on the hot seat, I think, is Dana Holgorsen, West Virginia.
Mm.
They got to Big 12. They haven't really done anything, right? He ran out Bill Stewart a couple of years ago, and he's taken over and hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, haven't done anything.
Exactly. I think team who's going to win the Big 12 is Texas. I think that Texas is going to win. I think they're going to beat Oklahoma in the Red River. I think Oklahoma's going to do what they do every year, lose a couple of games they shouldn't lose. Not really sold on Oklahoma State. I think Baylor's going to lose to Texas. Yeah. I got Texas winning the Big 12. What about you?
Oh, man. I got Oklahoma, man. I got Oklahoma or Baylor winning. Either winning the Big 12, winning it all. But let's see, man. Player, do y'all got to go with?
newbie player, the coach, just somebody breakout star.
Oh, breakout star, man. I think I'm gonna have to go with I'm gonna go with the kid from Baylor, the quarterback. Petty. Yeah, Petty. I gotta go with Petty.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna break out again this year.
Who the coach on the hot seat for you?
Coach on the hot seat, it got to be Dana Holson.
So let's go on and slide to the Big Ten. Big Ten, no more leaders, legends, not just East and West. And doesn't really matter. I got Michigan State winning the Big Ten. Don't even think anybody's close, especially with Ohio State getting hurt. My surprise team, though, is Penn State. Christian Hackenberg, James Franklin. I think he can do some real good. Play on the rise, Christian Hackenberg, I just said. I think he's an amazing young player. Think that he's going to break out this year. I think he's going to be top 10 in most statistical categories. I think they're going to let him throw it, and I think he's going to throw it effectively.
Yeah.
Coach on the hot seat, I would say. The only reason this coach isn't on the hot seat is because they just moved to the Big Ten,
yeah.
Randy Essel from Maryland. But the other coach I'm looking at on the hot seat is Bo Pelini in Nebraska. He kind of alienated the fans last year.
Yeah.
They've underachieved. He has a lot of my foot team that goes 9-4 every year.
Every year.
Yeah, so.
He gets away with it.
He gets away with it. So I think he's the coach who's on the hot seat.
Yeah. Agree with that, man. Man, Big Ten football, man. I say some kind of way, I think Michigan State will probably win it all. I want to see who Ohio State can have to fulfill, you know what I'm saying, the spot of Braxton Miller. You know
do they lose saying? A regular season game this year since they haven't lost a regular season game on the Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
I think they do. You know what I'm saying? It maybe not against Youngstown. I need to check the schedule out.
Now, the schedule is really weak.
Yeah.
They only play Michigan State, and that's literally it.
Man, that Virginia Tech, Ohio State, their first game. Well, no, not the first. That Navy game.
The Navy can beat them. Navy can beat them.
Ohio, yeah. Virginia Tech can beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ohio State, right now, starting off, you know what I'm saying? How you going to be able to replace Braxton Miller? You know what I'm saying? I never heard of the backup. The guy they had last year, he was pretty good. He was a senior. He's gone.
He actually should have played more than he played last year.
Guyton.
I agree with you on that. So, who you got, coach, on the hot seat?
Man, who can I put on the hot seat over there? I know he hasn't been in Michigan that long, but I'm gonna say Michigan, man.
Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. I mean, he had that 10 that BCS year, his first year with Denard Robinson. Ever since then, they've been 8-5 and 9-4-2, right? So
yeah.
I don't even think he beat Ohio State his first year and hadn't beat him since. So
yeah.
Again, that's another good point.
And another team, you got to keep your eyes on Wisconsin every year. Wisconsin, like I said, they don't play, like elite football, you know what I'm saying? But they find a way. He got the players up there, you know what I'm saying? They got the line. They do everything up there, but it just, when they playing against another top opponent, just say to somebody outside the Big Ten, like a Florida State or Alabama, I don't see them, you know what I'm saying, prepared for that.
Yeah. So, we're going to go to the American, the old Big East. We're going to keep some of these lesser-known conferences. We're going to keep that preview short. We're just going to say a winner and a breakout team.
Yeah.
For the American, I got the winner being East Carolina, a team to watch out, a breakout team for me in Cincinnati. Those are the two kind of trending teams. I think East Carolina wins. I think Cincinnati is a breakout team.
Cincinnati, the breakout team, yeah. I like that Cincinnati. See what South Florida can shake up out there. So I'm gonna take Tulsa. I'm gonna be the under. I'm gonna go with Tulsa,
okay.
And I'm gonna go with UCF.
Okay. All right. So now we're gonna go to Conference USA. I always like Conference USA for some reason, even though I'm looking at the teams and there's literally not one team you can look at and say good. I think the winner is Rice. They did good last year. They went to a bowl game last year. So I say Rice is the winner. I think the breakout team is Florida Atlantic. I know they had – actually, I think the breakout team is Western Kentucky. That's pretty much all I say with Conference USA.
Conference USA, West Kentucky, they lost
Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, lost Petrino. Let me see. So, I want to say Louisiana Tech, maybe, or like I say, UTEP somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go with the MAC. The MAC, real quickly, throwing some of these conferences a list on. I got Ohio as the breakout team, and Terry Bottoms' team is who I have winning. Mm. So that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'll assume you'll agree, and we'll keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So let's get to the Pac-12, back to building on a Power 5 conference. Just out of the name of those conferences you didn't know, you could see why the Power 12 wanted some type of, you know, let's get away from these guys, because it's really shit's creek outside of the Pac-12. So,
yeah,
that's outside of Power 5, excuse me. So, let's go with the Pac-12.
Man. I mean, Pac-12 got a few good teams over there, man. Like,
you got Stanford, you got Oregon, you got UCLA. Those top three teams. Yeah. Then you got, you know, Oregon State, Washington,
Arizona,
Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah.
It's a real deep division. USC, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're really deep. You know what I'm saying? Every team minus Colorado and Utah, probably, and California can make some noise in the conference.
Yeah. I'm going with Oregon. Oregon to win. And probably, I just don't see anybody on the south side. You know, maybe UCLA. Yeah. That's like I got Oregon winning it all. Maybe UCLA. Maybe winning, you know what I'm saying, meeting up with them for the conference championship. I got to see what USC working with right now.
In the breakout playoffs for you?
Oh, man. I want to see what kind of breakout player Oregon got over there. So. Okay.
All right. I got who's the coach on the hot seat?
Coach on the hot seat, man, you probably got to go with you might have to go with Arizona State they just dropped. They still got
Todd Grant, their coach. Okay. Still. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's I put him on the hot seat over there. I'm off the date.
All right. I got UCLA winning the conference.
Yeah.
Breakout players, Oregon State coach Sean Manning. I think the team to watch out for is Washington with Chris Peterson. I think that's a really good thing. I think the coach on the hot seat is Steve Sarkisian, USC. I know it's his first year on the job. If Washington does better and he goes 7-6, then the USC fans are going to have him on the show at least the next year.
Yeah.
Because they'll look at it like Kip, you know, Lane Kiffin all over again.
I agree. So with that.
I think that that's how that sums up.
Yeah.
Next team, next conference is the best conference, SEC. Eight straight BCS championship game appearances.
Yeah, but came up short.
Up short to the big dog, the real big dog, man.
We own the SEC, man.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead and start. Now, you can go last. I already know what you want to do.
Go ahead.
I'm going first. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go first. I got maybe Alabama, LSU coming out of the West. In the East, Georgia, South Carolina. Georgia, South Carolina, my piece, and Florida. Top three in the East. But I'm going to go with Alabama or LSU probably winning it. Win the SEC this year.
Who in the coach on the hot seat for you?
Coach on the hot seat, man, really should. Coach on the hot seat got to be Mississippi State, the kid they got from
Dan
Florida.
Mullen.
Yeah, Dan Mullen, yeah. Or maybe, or like I said, maybe even Ole Miss. I mean, after that big recruiting class you had 2 years back, I mean, what are you going to do with them, Michelle? You going to go 8-4? You going to go 9 games? You know what I'm saying? Something like that. So,
who the player to watch out for?
Player to watch out for probably would be I want to see Sony Michel, Sony Michaels over there. Georgia, I want to see Derek Harvey. Alabama.
I want to see what Speedy Noah do.
Speedy Noah, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one. But Texas A&M, though, man. What the hell made you go to Texas A&M? From LSU.
Yeah. Thought you were going to get to play with Manziel, probably.
I want to see what the kid from LSU, the running back, I want to see what he got going on, along with his talented counterpart and receiver. So,
So let me ask you this: what's a breakout team for you?
Breakout team this year. Breakout team, man. Probably is gonna be. Woo. Man, that's a good one, man. I'm going to go with South Carolina, because South Carolina might break out and actually win this conference. You know what I'm saying? They might. They might can win this conference. So I'm going to go with South Carolina to break out again. I mean, like I said, they not doing bad, but I got them breaking out, winning the whole thing, winning the whole ACC probably, competing for the top with Alabama, LSU. All right.
From the West, I got Auburn winning. I'm not sold on Alabama without a quarterback. LSU is my team to watch. I actually feel like Alabama finished tied for second or maybe even third.
Yeah.
With all that talent, I think it's going to be a quarterback problem. I think Georgia wins the SEC East, but South Carolina is right there with them. It's a coin flip, but I think Georgia wins. I think coach on the hot seat, it got to be Will Muschamp. He lost to Georgia Southern last year. You know what I'm saying? So if they're 3-2, he's gone.
I think they got to give Will Muschamp a chance, man. Like with Muschamp, he hasn't had a good offense yet. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's strictly defense, and that's one thing that he has at Florida. He has the defense. He got the talent on offense. You know what I'm saying? Who helping you out on offense with the play call?
Well, they just hired a new offense coordinator, so.
That's another one. How many OCs is Florida getting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll say this. Me, personally, I don't see losing to Georgia Southern is a sin, is the cardinal sin down there. Like, no team like that should lose to a Georgia Southern. No offense to Georgia Southern.
I mean, Michigan lost to Appalachian State.
And that's a cardinal offense.
Yeah, but I mean, it happens, though.
Not that much.
Auburn lost to, they should have lost to, I want to say, Utah.
Yeah, well, Utah State.
Georgia had a couple close games, you know what I'm saying? North Texas, Buffalo. Florida State had a couple games, you know what I'm saying, with Jacksonville State. You know what I'm saying? We had a close game with Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech should be playing, like I said, Division II or something. But I mean, it is what it is. All
right, so again, I got Georgia winning the whole SEC. I got them meeting.
Ooh.
Actually, I got them meeting LSU in the SEC championship game.
Wow.
Breakout team is, for me, LSU. Mm. And South Carolina, because South Carolina, like I say, them and Georgia is a coin flip.
Mm.
Player to watch out for me is, I'll say, Matty Mock for Missouri. I'll say the newcomer should be Leonard Forsett, LSU and Speedy Noel from Texas A&M. I also want to see what Derrick Harvey do, even though he's going to be splitting carries with, like you said, with
Yeldon.
I think Derrick Harvey is a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
TJ Yeldon need that, though. Yeah. TJ is a good back, but he need a back like Derrick Harvey or something. You know what I'm saying? So,
and like I said, the coach that's on the hot seat is Will Muschamp. We got one last conference, the Sun Belt Conference. Sun Belt Conference, we'll say New Mexico State wins it. Actually, Louisiana Lafayette wins it. Raging Cajuns, I'm going to say that. Who do you have winning?
Sun Belt. The Sun Belt, I'd probably go with I want to say Georgia State. Louisiana Monroe or no, Louisiana Lafayette, Georgia Southern. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe South Alabama.
South Alabama is my breakout team. I got Louisiana Lafayette winning.
South Alabama, I think it might be about still in South Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go with South Alabama.
All right. So we're going to go on and finish up with this. We're going to pick Heisman Trophy winner, the playoff, first annual playoff. We're going to pick the four teams who make the playoff, and we're going to pick the champion. So I assume I'll go first, right?
Okay.
Heisman winner, I got Jameis Winston winning again. For the four teams in the playoffs, I got Florida State, I got Texas, I got Georgia. And I actually got UCLA. Mm. I got the national championship being Florida State versus Georgia. And I have Georgia winning for the national championship.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Mark Richt, 2014-2015 national champion. College playoff first year national champions. Georgia.
You're not high, are you?
Nah.
You got to be a Hall, son. If you, I mean, hey, man. I mean,
you got Georgia winning it all?
Georgia winning it all.
Okay. Okay. My playoff system, are you done?
I said my Heisman. Who I got? Okay. Who your Heisman first?
My Heisman pick is probably going to be the I'm going to stick with Jameis Winston winning it again. My four playoff teams, Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, and like I say, maybe that top, yeah, that's it. They're my top four. Just how it is. Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, and then probably maybe Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? Or Michigan State.
Who do you have playing in the next championship?
Next championship, I got Florida State versus Alabama.
Who you got to win?
Repeat champions. FSU. How could I not?
So I have Georgia winning the national championship. You have FSU winning the national championship, right?
Florida, back-to-back Florida State.
Back-to-back Florida State. Any other thoughts before we get out of here?
Hey, man, I'm just blessed, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're not getting out of here. Sorry about that. It's time for picks and kicks for the first week. Week one picks and kicks. So going to pick you.
Oh, man. Starting off tomorrow night, man. They got Texas A&M, South Carolina. I'm going with number 9, South Carolina.
I got South Carolina winning, too. I actually think they win in a blowout. I think they win like 24-7 or some shit like
that. Yeah. It's Texas A&M. I give them a shot, you know what I'm saying? But I will be picking South Carolina in this game.
I got South Carolina, too.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my goal, right?
Yeah.
Saturday, Clemson, Georgia.
Mm.
Between the hedges.
Between the hedges. How could you not?
I got Georgia winning.
You got Georgia winning?
Yeah.
Can't be disappointed with that, you know what I'm saying? You are a Georgia fan. I have this off record. Georgia should win this game, which they probably will. But I'm not picking you, bums. I'm going with Clemson. In Athens.
All right. So it's your go.
Man, I got to go with, I want to see Alabama, West Virginia. See where Alabama comes out with their new starting quarterback.
Who you think gonna win the job?
I think it's gonna be Kobe, yeah.
I got Alabama beating West Virginia 55-0. 55-10. It's gonna get ugly real quick in the dome.
I think they're gonna come out. I think they're gonna mix and mingle with the quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Sims and Jacob. So I think they both gonna get a chance to go out there and show what they got. But yeah, I'm picking Alabama. Large.
Very large.
Yeah.
We both got Alabama.
In the Georgia Dome.
In the Dome. Wisconsin, LSU.
LSU.
LSU. Closer than people think.
Oh, yeah. If LSU wears Wisconsin down, which they probably will with their depth, then, I mean, it could get ugly.
I got Wisconsin keeping it close. Think the score, final score wind up being something like 24-20. LSU still win.
Oh. Yeah, I got LSU with that one.
All right, so the last game, Monday night. Let you talk, lead it up to it.
Oh, shit. We Saturday. Yeah, I thought we were Monday night. We Saturday night. 8 o'clock Saturday night. Jerry World. We in Jerry World going against Oklahoma State, number one team in the country. And it all starts right here, Dallas to Dallas. I'm going with Florida State, Jameis Winston, Jimbo Fisher, large. We winning large.
Damn, give me a score prediction.
I'm probably going with 44. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere to 49 to maybe 21-14. Somewhere now. So Oklahoma State, when you start off, you better start off fast, because by second half, it's going to be over.
All right, this Digital Darren. I got Oklahoma State winning.
I'm just playing.
I got Florida State winning. I got Florida State winning like 35-20.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be – think Oklahoma State going to keep it close for a little while, but then you guys are going to pull away with your depth like we talked about or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. I got y'all winning 35-20, and that starts y'all quest to be the second-place team in the country this year behind Georgia.
Ooh.
Hey, man. Dallas to Dallas, man. Dallas to Dallas is the motto in Tallahassee, man. Y'all better get with it, man, to get lost, man. I don't know what the motto is in Georgia, but I know what ours is. We're trying to go back to back, man. What y'all trying to do?
I told you we'll meet y'all in Dallas at the end of the year. We'll just win the game.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
So what's y'all motto one more time?
Dallas to Dallas.
All right. We're going to end it off with that, man. Thank you, Lennisel, for being on.
Man, no problem.
Listeners, we're going to try to do picks and kicks every week. We're getting up to NFL and regular just football season in general. We got a lot of fun stuff. We got our NFL preview. Next week is Falcons football week, so we're going to drop podcasts pretty much every day, hashtagging Rise Up Week, Falcons football week. Be ready for some of that stuff. Again, catch Lenny Self, catch me, catch all of us on digitaldarren.com. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's right, man. Hey, it's going to be another good year in this college football, my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, retain. I'm trying to go back to back with that title, man. I got the belt, man. Picks and kicks, I got the belt.